This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 27th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sacramento Valley GSPs hit roadblock. More pests to come. And a speaker from Rice Country. DWR approves 11 GSPs, sends back 6. The Department of Water Resources yesterday cast decisions on another round of groundwater sustainability plans for basins that are not critically overdrafted. DWR approved plans for 11 basins and deemed another 6 inadequate. The plan spans several agriculture regions of the state, yet split rice farmers in the Sacramento Valley. The state gave the green light to Sutter and Yolo basins, but not to Antelope, Colusa, Corning, Los Molinos, or Red Bluff. Big Valley in Lassen County was also on the inadequate list. DWR noted now common themes in the deficiencies. The plans lacked a clear strategy for eliminating overdraft while managing groundwater levels and land subsidence. Paul Goslin, DWR director, deputy director of SGMA, explained that the department is committed to supporting the local agencies in working toward the shared goal of protecting the state's groundwater infrastructure. During the annual summit for the Water Education Foundation this week, Goslin said that by and large, most basins except for a handful are on the right track. But the difficult part of the journey is still ahead as the agencies begin implementing those plans. He expected it to be exciting but stormy, especially with a tsunami of farmland to go fallow after SGMA's seismic impact. Study warns almond, peach, and walnut farmers of pests to come. UC researchers have found that climate change is driving a surge in 3 major pests. A warming California is setting the stage for earlier emergence and more generations of coating moth, peach twig borer, and oriental fruit moth. The insects will eventually appear up to 28 days earlier in the spring, and the time between generations will shorten by as many as 19 days, according to the study. The changes will become a considerable challenge in the next 2 or 3 decades and pose a serious threat for pest management, leading to potentially more sprays, higher production costs, and more impacts to beneficial insects and the environment, the researchers warn. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA Foods Coalition formed to hold FDA accountable during agency redesign. A new coalition that includes consumer advocates and major industry groups plans to work with the Food and Drug Administration as well as policymakers and media to ensure the agency's new Human Foods Program has the vision and execution required to make needed cultural and organizational changes. The FDA Foods Coalition, which also includes public health groups and state and local regulators, bills itself as an advocate for a modernized, effective foods program as the agency works to prevent foodborne illness outbreaks and reduce diet-related chronic diseases. Many of the founding members of the coalition have been supportive of actions taken this year by FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, including the overseeing of the reorganization efforts and the naming of Jim Jones to serve as the Deputy Commissioner of Foods at the new Human Foods Division. Food industry stakeholders are optimistic regarding the level of engagement with Jones since he started a month ago. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Australia's almond production recovers after varroa mite battle. Australia almond production is now forecast to reach 140,000 metric tons this year. That's a 28% increase from last year when government authorities took drastic action to try to kill off an infestation of varroa mites, according to FAS. Exports for the 23-24 marketing year forecast to jump 5% to 100,000 tons. Varroa mites, that destructive threat to honeybees, were detected for the first time ever in Australia last year. Authorities took action declaring a biosecurity emergency and erecting quarantines that resulted in a shortage of beehives and lower almond production, that according to the latest edition of FAS Tree Nuts World Markets and Trade Report. Eventually, the government gave up the effort to eradicate the mite in favor of measures that slow its spread. Bozeman, not sure if $4 to $5 billion is enough. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, says he doesn't know whether the extra money Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has identified for the next farm bill will be enough to bolster commodity programs and crop insurance. Stabenow told AgriPulse she expects to have $4 to $5 billion in additional funding for the bill. She didn't identify the source of the money, and Bozeman said he doesn't know where the funding is coming from. Bozeman and his House Ag counterparts continue to wait on cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office on possible program modifications. Bozeman still has fundamental differences with Stabenow over what to do about main commodity programs. Bozeman said, quote, "We're trying to figure out what needs to be done and getting it scored. So we're not ready to say what it's going to cost to get risk management tools up to the latest level of inflation. Rice farmers see friendly face in Johnson. Louisiana is a major rice-producing state, and some of that production comes from new Speaker Johnson's district, according to the USA Rice Federation. The group says he's the first speaker from a significant rice-producing district in more than three decades. The speaker has been a tremendous supporter of the U.S. rice industry. We look forward to working with him and his colleagues in the Congress toward a successful passage of an effective farm bill and other positive outcomes for our industry." That the word of Jameson Cruz, USA Rice Senior Director of Government Affairs, in a statement. Well, here's today's She Said It. The possibilities of California farm to school are endless, from improving children's health and well-being to bolstering local economies and combating climate change. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, speaking at CDFA's annual Farm to School Conference in Palm Springs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 27th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.